She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome over to February. Wow, January sure flew by, but it was a really great month. I said a couple of times I was super busy, but it was really nice to be creatively recharged after the holiday season. I cannot begin to explain how much I love going home, and I do love going home to spend time and whatever, but it is really nice when I do that kind of like trip. I do take advantage of resting a lot, whereas when I go on vacation, like I do a lot of things and I'm constantly going usually. I get rest, but it is nice to recharge my batteries at home, and I feel like I always recharge easier when I am home. I guess it's like, you know, probably normal. Who knows? But I still am feeling really just relaxed, at one with everything. It's a nice feeling. So I'm ready to jump into the month of love. I like February. I know that Valentine's Day is not for everyone, but I always enjoy it. It doesn't even have to be a romantic thing. I have always done things like with and for my friends, and I like it. I like giving people little, you know, candy treats, and Valentine's Day cards are fun. So I don't know. It doesn't bother me at all. But for your polls this month, I did, in true kind of me fashion, do an anti-love one just in case people want that. And guess what? You still get to hear it because I will record it as early access. So it'll be fun. Speaking of, your polls have been up for a couple of days. If you're new, I link them down below like I do every single month. Oh, it's time for water. Yum. Anyway, if you're new, they're linked down below every single month so that you don't have to go searching through things, because I do post a lot. And I don't want you to have to dig. It's all in one spot. You can find that down below. You can find my website, my YouTube channel. I put all of those links here, and the master list, which has every single audio that is on Patreon. So only a few clicks away, but the polls are fun this month. I have a separate idea folder besides the stuff that you guys give me, where I put things when I have a random thought at 2 a.m. that I'm like, huh, that actually might be a fun exclusive. So it goes in there, and I go through those every single month, and I find things that I think would be fun to give you guys options on, and that's kind of how that works. Sometimes I do commission scripts, but I usually let you guys know in advance, because then those are like no vote months, and that's usually when I go on trips. Speaking of, I will go ahead and tell you, in April, we will do that again, because my best friend is getting married and she asked me to be in her wedding. So I will be out of town for like a week in April. And usually when I go out of town, it does coincide with when I have things posted. So I schedule stuff. So that month, because I will be going to be in a bridal event, I will have scripts that month. So soon, I'm going to ask you guys if there's any ones that you want sequels to, that maybe I can reach out and commission the writers or whatever, but we'll figure it out. I thought it might be fun to like give the option to say, hey, did you like this one? Should we get a sequel? Because there have been a couple that people asked me about, and I jotted it down in my ideas folder. Lord, if you could see my business Discord, I literally am the only one in it. It's where I type things out and keep links. But if you could see it, it is the most chaotic place. And somehow it works. I don't know. You know, don't ask me. So we have the polls. We also are in the middle of doing a safer work thing, because a lot of people really do enjoy having something non-sexual to listen to. And I thought it would be fun if we like built one like we do with the Not Safe for Work audios, because you guys seem to really like that. And I like doing that because then I have a better idea of what you want. So I think that's going well. I'm excited to write a script. I haven't done that in a few months just because life got crazy. And so I've been filling other people's amazing writers' scripts on YouTube. And that's been going really well. YouTube is going great. It's one of those things that I enjoy having something that I can do that is completely removed from the other things that I do every single day for work, because this is my full-time job. I am constantly doing like not safe for work stuff. So it's kind of nice to like take a little break and make something that's wholesome. So that's fun. We have a tentative start date for our new series. You guys decided that you wanted to start a brand new one, and last month I took it upon myself to start working on that. So episode 1 is tentatively scheduled to go out on March 5th, but if something happens, it's going to go at the beginning of March. So that's something to look forward to next month. And this one actually might be longer than 3 parts. I was outlining it last month and I was like, this actually might go for like 5. I don't know. We'll see. But that's something cool to look forward to, because I really like doing series. They're so much fun. I love plot. I am such a plot whore. If I can have a little bit of plot with my porn, I'm happy. Okay, let me go through my notes. And if you're new, these are always really informal. This is the only time you'll hear me drink something while I'm sitting here, or like pause to look through my phone notes. Sniff. Okay. So, exciting stuff that I have coming up. I have been asked to do a bunch of really cool projects and collabs. A handful of them do let me share them with you guys first. So I probably will do those for the ones that I get done early. And I have a special early access, which I'm going to just like notate in this as well. But I did a collab with someone that I'm pretty sure you know a couple of months ago, and we just finished getting all of the parts together. I have not collabed with this person before, which is exciting, but I have no doubt you know who they are. And that's coming out soon. And you guys, we checked with the writer, who is amazing. I'm being cryptic for a reason, because I wanted to get you excited, but I think you're really going to like it. And I'm stoked that you guys get to hear it before it releases into the wild to go do its thing. That's going to be fun. I also have another collab with a new person that I have never collabed with before. We commissioned a script. It will not be going here first for some TOS reasons, but that's okay. You will be notified well in advance so that you can be there. And I have not a single doubt in my mind that this is going to, I don't even have the right word. It's going to knock your socks off. It's going to completely kick in your front door and hold you hostage and shake you, because it's going to be so close to where you live. You're going to like it, suffice to say. For myself, I have made a promise to myself, like I did last year. I think we're coming up on a year that I do finished WIPs. Works in progress. So my other thing that I told you guys last month, that my goal for 2023 was to work through some of the ideas that you guys have given me. I have some from like last year that people gave me. There's like a Valkyrie one. There's like a D&D one. I have a hypnosis one now. I store all of those. I never just like say, hey, yeah, you know, I'll look into this, and then I don't. It takes me a while sometimes, because my brain is a chaotic place, but I always keep them. So my goal this year, and I don't know exactly when I'm going to start this, but I am going to start working my way through those and giving them the proper attention they deserve, so that they can be a new thing for you guys to listen to, which I think is really fun. I'm looking forward to that. I'm trying to think if there's any other announcements that I needed to make. I don't think so. Oh, I will say this, because I got an email from Patreon. They are working on making the Discord Patreon bot a little bit better than it has been. In the past, it gave me a lot of issues, and probably springtime of last year, I reconfigured it. So when they come out with that update, if it makes anything wonky and you get kicked or you can't join or whatever, please let me know. I'm staying on top of it, because ever since I fixed it, it's been really nice and I don't have to worry about it. But if that happens or anything goes, you know, crazy, we'll fix it. Don't worry. I stay on top of those things because, ow, just like bonked my hand. I stay on top of those things because it is really annoying. Tech is just, what are you going to do? Okay, let me make sure we've done everything. I've gone over polls. I've gone over our new things that we're working on. I've also gone over collabs. Basically, I just have a lot of fun projects. Can you tell I'm excited? I'm really enjoying this year so far. And things just keep getting better and better. We went way over 300 patrons last month. And it always, you know, kind of dillies and dallies on the first of the month. And it goes back over. But I will crest that fully and hold it this month. I have no doubt, because that's how it was with 200. And we were so close to 400. I think we're going to meet two of our community goals at least this year, which is really exciting. The next one is for 500, and I will do a live recording where you guys just throw tags at me, and I am like, okay, these are the 10 tags we're using, and I'm going to improv it right then and there. And everybody can keep a copy, and I'll put that on all tiers because I appreciate you a lot. That's the other thing that I do at the end of all of these. I appreciate the fuck out of every single one of you, whether you're here for a long time or a short time or anywhere in between. You leave, you come back, whatever you do, I appreciate you. I love this job. Every single year that I do this, I fall more in love with doing it. I try and get better at least a few things every single year. I hope I do. I think I do. And it's just, it's a really nice, creative, rewarding feeling for someone as creatively, I've used that word a lot, driven as I am. I want to do an AMA just for patrons at some point, and you guys can ask me questions. I have mentioned it a lot in the past. My old job was super creative. I went to school for it. I loved it, but it was just backbreaking work that I got really taken advantage of in some instances. So to have something that I feel just as creatively fulfilled about, and I don't break my back, and I'm able to be my own boss, and I'm able to make really cool things that people enjoy, I hope, that I really enjoy making, and get to know all of you, and, you know, hear your ideas when you tell me, and they're really fucking creative, like, good brains on all of you. It's just, it's a nice feeling. I really like this job. So thank you for allowing me to do it and for being here and supporting me and enjoying the little noises that I make with my mouth. Okay, stop being sappy. I'm running late on this one today. I normally have these recorded like in the past and they go out, but I crashed and fell asleep because I've just been as busy as January was, and I didn't, like, you know, feel bad, but I was just really tired last night and didn't know it was going to just like poof, hit me like it did, but it did. I hope that you have an amazing start to your February. This is going to be a really fun month. It's a short month, but there's a fuck ton of content coming out, like a buttload. So short or not, it's going to be really, really exciting. Today is 1 year since I moved into my place that I'm in now that has more space, more just, it's a lot better. So that's really exciting too, a whole year, and good things have happened. So I hope you have a great day. I will no doubt see you probably tomorrow or the next day. We'll start off with our normal beginning of the month things, and then you have that awesome early access. It's going to be a good month. So I will see you very soon. Bye.